from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A warning from Congress of a persistent terror threat, and one that is present here in New Jersey. It's been here for a while, and it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon.
The House Committee on Homeland Security released a 13-page terror threat report highlighting dozens of cases of homegrown violent extremists and foreign jihadist networks operating in the U.S. Released earlier this month, the report names three such cases involving New Jersey residents who provided material or financial support to Hezbollah and ISIS. It says extremist groups are still working to radicalize people in the United States. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you have medical debt, keep an eye out for a letter saying it has been wiped out. Governor Murphy announcing the state has wiped out another $120 million in medical debt for struggling New Jersey families. The state has partnered with a nonprofit, Undo Medical Debt. If your debt was eliminated, you will be getting a letter in the mail. They should begin arriving by tomorrow. New Jersey has an aggressive goal for the sale of electric vehicles, but a few changes this year are actually discouraging residents from making that purchase.
Zero-emission vehicles had been exempt from sales tax. That's no longer the case. Also in effect now is a new yearly registration fee of at least $250. Doug O'Malley, Director of Environment New Jersey, says these moves are taking the state in the wrong direction, but 2024 is still a good time to buy an EV.
You still have a lot of cars that qualify for the $7,500 federal tax credit.
The state's charge-up incentive gives EV buyers up to $4,000 cash on the hood. O'Malley adds the gap in price between gas and electric vehicles is getting smaller. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News time, 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
30s and 40s on the temperature map this morning. We'll see highs today, mid to upper 50s. Probably our coolest day since May. It'll be mostly sunny and breezy. Overall, very similar to yesterday. Tonight will be clear and cold again, lows in the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, a passing storm system could produce some clouds and maybe even a little sprinkle along the immediate coast. For most of the state, we'll see lots of sunshine again. Highs tomorrow, right around 60. New Jersey weather made possible by Jobs for Blue. With over 120 police agencies in their network, Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
Jersey City 44, Woodbridge 41, Pemberton is 37. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.